But basement, you've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the Angie app, and Kohler Power. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects inside and outside of your house you want to get done this fall. So if there is one on your to-do list, and we know there is because, heck, we've all got those lists that just seem to grow and sometimes never end. Mine tend to extend before they end with the last set, so they're just sort of rolling over all the time. There's always something to do, but I guess, you know, it keeps me out of trouble or it gets me into it one way or the other. But if you've got a project list and you need some help getting started, give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, you know, few things better define an upscale kitchen like a commercial range. They are beautiful. They're beefy. They're just so impressive. So we're going to share some tips on how to choose a pro-style range that will boost your cooking powers and your home's resale value.
And, you know, not all home improvements deliver the same return on investment, but...
Oh, come on. We know a man cave does, right? It always does.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's top of the list, followed closely behind by She Shed. So definitely...
Of course.
...to a huge improvement.
And let's not forget the We Shed.
All right, but we're going to actually ask the experts over at Consumer Reports, and we're going to find out the one that really does deliver a fantastic return on investment, and you wouldn't be surprised to learn that it's a home standby generator. So we're going to look at these convenient personal power plants. Maybe you've got one at your she shed or he shed or man cave, whatever you want to call it. But either way, putting in a whole home standby generator, that is a definite excellent return on investment. So we'll find out more about that.
And are you looking for more storage space to hide the clutter in your home? I mean, who isn't? Well, you know, you got nooks, you got crannies, and you got other untapped turf, and everybody's got this space in their home, and it's kind of hiding in plain sight. So we're going to give you some tips on where to look to pick up some not-so-hidden storage space and make it really work well for you.
But first, whether you are doing or dreaming, whatever that project is, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So give us a call, shoot us an email, post your question, whatever it is. We are standing by to lend a hand. This is the perfect home improvement season. The weather is great for projects both inside and out. So let us help you get all of those projects started before the big holiday hurrahs are, you know, right around the corner. They're about to happen. So let's get your house ready.
Two ways to do just that. You can go to moneypit.com/ask or call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Kathy in California, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
In our rental, we have a big wall of brick where the fireplace is, and it's a dark corner, and I was wondering if we would be able to paint that brick without a whole lot of trouble to brighten it up in that corner.
You can paint it, but you better be sure it's what you want to do, right, Leslie?
Yeah. I mean, painting brick is... It's kind of irreversible. Once you put the paint on, because the brick is so porous, it's just going to get sucked into, like, every little interior nook and cranny of that brick. So should you ever decide that you would like it to be brick again, it's a lot of stripping and sandblasting. It's a big to-do. So you want to make sure that that's something you really want to do. I mean, if it's, like, just the ugliest brick ever, I get it.
Well, it's the only way to lighten up that area that I can think of.
It's like a corner?
It's like a corner of the living room, but it's one wall of the living room. It's the whole wall right up next to the sliding glass door. So all the way over to the sliding glass door is all brick from floor to ceiling.
Have you thought about putting mirrors, like an assorted group of mirrors, or adding a different light fixture? I mean, there are ways that you can brighten the space with decoration.
I hadn't thought of the mirrors. That might be a good idea.
I mean, if you do like a cute cluster, almost like a little gallery grouping of different size and shape mirrors and mixing metals and, you know, doing something really purposeful and fun and creating a moment, like, that's a great way to do it.
There's no electrical in the ceiling.
You don't need electrical in the ceiling. There are plenty of pendant lamps that plug into an outlet that you can use as swag. That is that what it's called? Swag?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Swag?
Yeah,
swag?
I think so.
You can do something like that, and there are really great ways to do that. So you plug in a light fixture, and then suddenly you have a beautiful, like, mini chandelier or something. There are so many. If you look online for decorative light fixture with a plug-in, like with a plug, you'll find so many.
Okay.
And then make sure you can get one of those things that looks like a scrunchie that you wrap over the electrical cord itself so it hides just the wiring. And, I mean, it's really easy to do.
All right. I'll think down on those lines. That's easier than painting.
There's even sconces that are plug-in. So you can create, like, a whole little gallery thing with mirrors and plug-in sconces and really brighten up that space.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
James and George is on the line with a new home that's coming with a stinky scent. Tell us what's going on.
Just got a home that had obviously been smoked in, not only cigarettes, but cigars from the
Ugh.
Previous owner.
Oh, yuck.
And, yeah, and it is horrible, you know, and, you know, made my teenager just kind of sick even being in there. So, you know, I was going to do a slight remodel before we moved in anyway. I mean, I knew maybe pull the carpet out. But other than that, I'm kind of at a loss. I didn't know, will painting help? Should I clean the ductwork? Or I'm just kind of really at a loss on maybe what I could do to get rid of the smell.
The problem is that smoke gets into everything. So are we talking about the entire house here, or is it just one room?
Oh, no, it's the entire house.
So in order to really clean out that smell, you would have to pull the carpet. I mean, you could have it clean, but I suspect that it you know, there's still going to be some residual. And then once you pull the carpet, then you have to paint the subfloor underneath the carpet because
yeah,
it
you
soaks,
lock that
soaks,
odor in.
Soaks in. Yeah, so you need to use like a primer quality paint to seal in that smoke odor. You need to do the same thing with the walls and ceilings. They have to be washed and then reprimed. And of course, you got to get rid of any drapes or any other fabrics that are around.
Well, even wallpaper.
Yeah, that's a good point. Even wallpaper can soak it in.
Yeah, I noticed there was wallpaper in a couple of the rooms.
Yeah, and that all. So I think you're just going to have to tackle it, one step at a time. But basically, that smoke gets into everything, and you have to pull out those materials and seal underneath them in order to try to clear it.
Okay. And do you guys have any recommendations? Is there any way, like, to clean the ductwork or anything? I just didn't want to spend a bunch of money on all the rest of it, and it just gets kicked back in.
The ductwork may just be dusty. I don't know that that's going to be the biggest problem. I think you're going to find that most of this odor is not so much the ductwork. Because the ductwork is metal. You know, it doesn't really soak in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to find most of this is going to be in the drywall and in the subfloor and in the carpet and in those surfaces. And that's why they have to be cleaned and primed and then repainted.
Something like with a sealer primer?
Yeah, I would recommend that you use like an oil-based primer for this because it really does a good job of sealing in whatever's underneath it. And that will be all you need at the subfloor. You can carpet back over that or put whatever flooring down you want over that. But for the walls, you can go ahead and prime them in, and then you could do a top layer of paint over that. But you got to do that first. I would use a solvent-based or oil-based primer for it, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I greatly appreciate you taking
the time. Yes, you're very welcome. Sorry that happened to you, and good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, do you dream of having a beautiful commercial-styled range in your kitchen? Well, we're going to share some tips on how to choose a pro-style range to boost your cooking powers and your resale value when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment, and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings. Luxrock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. normally only $299. The kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-I-A-C-H Coatings.com.
We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, E-D-E-N, PureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. Eden Pure, innovative products for better living.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, if you can dream it, I'm pretty sure that you can build it. And you know what? We can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading out to Illinois, we've got Laura on the line who's looking to do a project with oil-based paint, but finding out it's not available in the state. What's going on?
My ceilings are painted with oil-based paint, and we now live in the state of Illinois, and they say they do not sell oil-based paint, and I'm wondering how I can paint my ceilings.
Laura, we're hearing more and more questions like this from those that live in states where oil-based or solvent-based paint is becoming more restrictive. You know, I understand that it's still available. It's expensive, sometimes only in smaller quantities. But in your case, when we're talking about a ceiling, I think as long as you clean that ceiling well, then you can use a latex-based or an alkyd-based primer, like Kills has a good quality primer that's water cleanup, and that would give you the same quality finish. And, you know, we've got to remember that the primer is sort of the glue that makes that paint stick, and so as long as you have a clean surface and you use a good quality alkyd primer, I think you should be okay. And you could put ceiling paint on top of that, which, by the way, also has different qualities to it, so make sure you look for ceiling paint. And my recommendation, Leslie, with this is to always use flat, because if you use anything with a sheen, you're going to see those defects, right? Those like nail pops and stuff.
Well, I mean, anything with a sheen is going to make any imperfections super obvious. So once something starts to kind of go awry, you're going to notice before you would with a flat paint. So I would definitely recommend a lesser sheen when possible. Well, few things define an upscale kitchen like a commercial range. You know, those heavy cast iron grates, the beefy knobs, the high BTU burners. The pro-style range has become the modern-day hearth. It really is the focal point in your home's main gathering space. Now, of course, a serious stove can boost your cooking powers, too, not to mention your home's resale value. So what do you need to know if you're looking at one of these brawny beauties for your kitchen?
Well, they do add a very dramatic look to your kitchen, but you know, Leslie, they're actually not commercial ranges because commercial ranges don't have the same level of insulation, and they can actually be unsafe. They get too hot for a wood-framed house. They need special fireproofing. So instead, manufacturers offer what is generally called a pro style range. In other words, a commercially styled range, but it's not really the same range that you might see in a kitchen. And they're scaled also to fit sort of the standard depth counters, which that wouldn't apply if it was really a commercial range. And they've got beefed up insulation to keep them safe. Now, their biggest burners still blast out like an amazing 18,000 to 25,000 BTUs, which is huge because a basic range on high is like 12,000 BTUs.
I mean, that's pretty huge. That's a big increase. Imagine
it
how
is,
quickly
right.
you can boil some water there. I mean, kind of like that. So if you're thinking about adding this pro-style range to your kitchen, what are some of the things that you need to be considering? Well, I think first and foremost, we need to talk about size because many of these pro-style ranges come in standard width. So you're looking at 30, 36, 48, 60-inch widths. Now, the larger widths generally mean that you're going to get more burners or other cooktop options, you know, maybe like a griddle or some grills or just even more space, too. But that cost, I mean, you can expect to pay anywhere from $3,500 to $20,000 for a pro-style range. You know, it all really depends on the size, the features, the models, et cetera. But generally, that's going to be your price point. Now, with fuel options, you know, pro-style burners are always gas. They can be paired with a gas or an electric oven. You know, the latter option, if you do go gas for a burner and electric for the oven, that's going to be known as a dual fuel option. And electric ovens, they do offer more cooking modes and some of them more even heat, but that does add some money to the cost, sometimes as much as $2,000. Now, some cooks just prefer gas ovens for their moisture heat, but most pro-style gas ovens aren't self-cleaning, and those that do cost more. So there's a lot of different options, you know, that you've got to consider that do add to the cost.
And installation is also a lot different than a standard range. Starting with ventilation, pro-style power produces pro-style humidity. It also produces pro-style odor and carbon monoxide and all that sort of stuff if something goes wrong. And if a recipe goes wrong, it's also going to produce all that much more smoke. So with all that in mind, a vent hood that exhausts to the outside is an absolute must. And the more BTUs the range puts out, the more air that blower needs to be able to move. Now, think about this. Because you're taking so much air out of the kitchen, you have to also add air into the kitchen. So sometimes they also need what's known as makeup air, another place where air from the outside can pull back in, and it can be done in such a way as to not waste too much energy in terms of taking in hot air in the summer or cold air in the winter, but all this has to be considered. So it's definitely not something that a DIYer should be doing. Also, you need to check your supply line. Most pro-style ranges need a bigger gas line. And don't forget about this. Measure it. You know how every once in a while you hear about the ships that are too big to get out of the port? Wasn't the Amazon guy, Bezos, didn't he order a yacht that couldn't get out of the port or something? Or they'd take a bridge apart or something like that? I mean, your little version of that might be ordering your dream pro-style range and find out that it doesn't fit in your door. So make sure you measure your front door or your slider or however you plan on getting it in so that doesn't become a hindrance.
Yeah, that's definitely something to consider because that would be the worst. Could you imagine you get this beautiful range and then you can't get it inside? All right, now we've got Bobby on the line who's dealing with a water issue in Virginia. Tell us what's happening.
So after some heavy rains we had last year, I noticed I just walked down in the basement and it wasn't a lot of water. It just picture taking a gallon of water and walking around, you know, and just pouring it out as you go. And
right.
I'm pretty sure it's hydrostatic pressure that's just pushing the water up through the cracks and through the cinder block. And I've tried,
right.
I can't remember the paint that you paint the cinder block wall.
Dry lock. Yeah.
And yes.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of moisture behind the wall because where I painted it again, it's starting to flake off. And that
right.
just tells
yeah.
me there's a lot of moisture buildup.
Yep. So, all right. So look, there's two ways to approach a leak like this. You're going with the idea that you can basically make your house float, and you can't. You're trying to seal those walls as if it was the hull of a boat, and that's not going to happen. But you've told me something very, very important, and that is that this is a problem that happens when it rains heavily or it gets worse after heavy rain. And that gives me the answer, which is a very, very simple one, and that is simply this. Your water is sourcing from bad drainage right outside your foundation perimeter. It's not a rising water table, and basically what's happening is either your gutters are clogged, your gutters are undersized, your downspouts are discharging right near the foundation corners, not extended out, and with water allowed to collect around the house like that, the water will just leak through those very porous walls and start to show up in the basement. Now, it can come through the walls or it can go under the floor and show up as a little geyser. Same problem, same source. And that is grading and drainage. I'd like you to go to moneypit.com, and right on the homepage, one of our most popular articles is how to stop a basement from leaking. There's 10 or 12 articles featured there. Find the one about basements and read it carefully. You'll be amazed at how simple this is to fix. A lot less work than what you've done thus far, my friend.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm actually currently working on the gutter situation. I'm extending those a little bit farther out away from the house. I'm trying to get positive drainage, you know, and all that good stuff. And I just wonder if a sump pump would be, I guess, the best route. Or I guess I'm looking for the best route.
Yeah, it's not, because all the sump pump's going to do is pump the water out after it gets there. We're trying to advocate for you to not have it get there in the first place. Now, I'll tell you how you can prove this to yourself. If your gutters are clean, if you don't think that they're overflowing because they're too small for all the roof water that's forming on them. And by the way, it's smart to go out. If you get a heavy rainfall, heavy rain, go out and watch what's happening with the water around your house. It's a real education. You know, see where that water is going.
Oh, I have. Oh, yeah, I have.
And
I have quite a bit.
Right. So what your experiment could be is simply this. Go buy yourself three or four pieces of leader material, 8 foot, 10 foot long. Attach it temporarily to the end of that downspout where it comes out, and watch what happens when you move all of the water away from the house. You're going to find a dramatic difference in the water that gets in that basement. And once you've proven that to yourself, all you need to do now is figure out how to make it pretty. And that might be by maybe running some underground PVC pipe and having it exit somewhere lower on the property or out the curb to manage that water completely. But if you let it collect around the foundation, it's going to go in. Okay?
Gotcha. Gotcha. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Good luck, Bobby. Thanks for calling us.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Well, if you're one of the millions of Americans who've suffered a power loss in your home, you may very well have been considering whether you should invest in a home standby generator. Well, it turns out not only can a generator protect your home when the power fails, the experts at Consumer Reports say it's actually a good investment that returns more value than it costs. We're going to explain in today's Power Tip presented by Kohler Generators when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council this November. I graduated from Stanford University and USC Law School. During my 4 years on the council, we have increased police staffing to the highest level in many years. The Nurpon open space has been cleaned up and a specialized team of law enforcement with mental health workers has been established. I want to continue this good work for the community. Please vote for me, Michael DeQuisto, this November. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2022.
Create a large tag and label it with the words Main Valve and hang it from the valve handle and make sure all household members can find it before a flood occurs. Another important location to know, the weakest link of your plumbing system, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Let us lend you a hand. You know, now that it's fall, this really is a great time to clean and seal your driveway before that winter sets in. So how do you do that? What's it going to help you with? First of all, let's talk about how you prep for it. You want to start by cleaning up any oil or gas spills that may have occurred, and then go ahead and patch cracks and seal the holes. Then go and apply an asphalt sealer. You're going to find that many are available in a latex formulation, which will be much easier to clean up after.
Yeah, and as winter wears on, choose your de-icing treatments carefully and only use those that don't harm vegetation or your concrete walks. I like to mix up a batch of salt and sand in like a 5-gallon bucket. I keep it handy right near the door so we can get to it quickly at the first sign of ice.
All right, now we welcome Gonzalo, who's trying to seal up things at his house and make it more efficient. How can we help?
I recently finished an air sealing project to make my home a little more energy efficient. Was able to reduce the CFM50 from about 3,400 to 1,700, but I'd like to get it lower than that. I'm concerned that one source of infiltration might be an extension that was built into the house, you know, maybe three decades ago.
You know, Leslie, it occurs to me that a lot of times when we try to seal up our homes, for many folks, it's really a guessing game, right? Like they're attacking the areas that they think are giving them the biggest drafts, but it's not always accurate. But you really just can't attack it that way because the drafts are largely invisible, and sometimes when they're coming in one place, they're sourcing from somewhere else, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say because there are so many places, so it's interesting to see what's causing a huge air leak and what's causing not so much. So there's a couple of things that you can do to sort of narrow down where the issues are, but there's also some tests that you can have done by the energy company to really see what the issues are.
Yeah, and that's my thought exactly. It sounds to me like, you know, he mentioned that he cut his CFM in half. I'm thinking that maybe he's already doing some energy testing, but what I would do in this case is I would be doing a blower door test. Now, a blower door test is basically just that. They take out your front door, they put in a big frame and a big fan in that door, and they can either pressurize by blowing air in or depressurize by pulling air out of a house. And then with tools like a smoke tester, which is a little puffer thing that you go around windows and doors and places you think leaks, and you basically can see which way the air's moving, if it's escaping through the space around the window or escaping around where a building has an addition connected to it, like in your case, Gonzalo, it will show you that. But I would do further investigation with a blower door test. And you might also want to have an infrared inspection done where your walls can be scanned from the inside or the outside to confirm whether or not you have continuous insulation. Because a lot of times insulation is missing in parts of a house, or it's settled. So I think those are two things you should explore next in your quest to make your home more energy efficient. And by the way, since you want to make this as tight as possible, you need to be careful not to make it too tight. Because if you do, you're not going to be able to have clean, healthy air inside to breathe. You need a certain amount of natural ventilation. And so if it gets to that point, then what you do is you use something that's called an air-to-air heat exchanger or a fresh air ventilator, which basically is designed to pull fresh air into the house, but not stress out your heating or your cooling system at the same time.
Well, if you're one of the millions of Americans who've suffered a power loss in your home, you may very well have been considering whether you should invest in a home standby generator. Well, it turns out not only can a generator protect your home when the power fails, the experts over at Consumer Reports say it's actually a good investment that returns more value than it costs.
That's right. We'll explain why in today's Power Tip presented by Kohler Generators. Now, first up, if you think about it, 2022's relentless power failures have really made this past year one of the most challenging in recent memories. And it's something that's gotten progressively worse over time. In fact, over the last two decades, power outages caused by severe weather have doubled. And as a result, the frequency and duration of power failures are at their highest levels since we started measuring it, which was back in 2013. That's crazy.
I mean, that really is crazy. And that's why now is truly the time to consider purchasing a home standby generator. Not only will you be protected when the electricity goes out, but having a generator adds real value to your home when it becomes time for you to sell. Now, according to Consumer Reports, a professionally installed standby generator could increase your home value by approximately 5%. So on a $300,000 home, you could see as much as a $15,000 amount added to the value of your home once you have a generator installed.
Yeah, and this is especially true in areas that are more prone to power outages, California, because buyers are typically willing to pay a bit more for a home with a standby generator because of the added peace of mind. So if you install a home generator, you basically have an investment that's going to benefit you immediately. You'll get security, you'll get peace of mind, and it also benefits you when you sell your home. And just like brand name appliances, installing a Kohler home generator is a big selling point.
And you guys, right now, listeners who order a unit before November 18th, you'll also get a free 10-year extended warranty. That's a $995 value, and you'll save up to $750 on select models. Now, to learn more and find a dealer near you, just go to poweredbykohler.com today. Poweredbykohler.com. Once again, that's Powered by Kohler, and that's K-O-H-L-E-R.com. Kohler Generators, backup power from a name you can trust. This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Hey, have you ever wished you could have just a little extra storage space? Well, it may be existing right under your nose in those hidden nooks and crannies of your apartment. We're going to tell you where to look after this.
Live in a money pit.
Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The EdenPure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're here to get all your home projects done well, from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest, from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you book and pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, which covers your project up to the full purchase price. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment, and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings. Luxrock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. Normally only $299, the kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-I-A-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. What are you working on? If it's your house, you're in the right place because we are here to help.
All right, guys, we know you love The Money Pit. What if you could listen to The Money Pit whenever you wanted? Well, you can when you follow The Money Pit podcast. You can get new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Karen's on the line, and she's got a question about some unwanted visitors to her Money Pit. What can we help you with?
Well, I thought in the past you mentioned something about some kind of a bug zapper that worked outside. And the issue are flies, not like the kind of one they use light to get mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
This is for daytime.
Well, the light works in the daytime as well.
Yeah, I think what you're talking about is a product that called Dynatrap, D-Y-N-A-T-R-A-P. And the way it works is you kind of plug it in all season long, and there's a UV light that reacts with a plate of metal. I'm not sure what the material is, but basically when it combines together, it gives off carbon dioxide, so it mimics human breath. And then the insects are drawn to that, and there's a fan that basically pulls them through the unit and deposits them into a basket below where they kind of dry out. So That's the product that you're referring to. Does it work on flies? I think so, but not as well as it works on mosquitoes, I'll tell you that.
And boy, does it work on mosquitoes.
It really works on mosquitoes well.
Yeah, and I know those light ones do too, but the issue out in California is actually more flies than mosquitoes because we don't have the moisture.
They've got some good science behind it, so I certainly would give it a shot.
Okay, and so you said that was called Dynatrap?
Yep, Dynatrap, Dynatrap.
And do you know where it's sold?
No, it's sold everywhere. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it in home centers and hardware stores, or look at their website, which is, I believe, Dynatrap.com.
Okay, and how big of an area does it kind of take care of?
It depends on the size that you buy. I have actually two units. I have a one-acre unit that's in the back of my house, kind of around our dining area patio. And I actually have a smaller one that I think is rated at a half acre on my front porch, which is the other side of the house because we like to sit out there at night. And I tell you what, it's really created a mosquito-free zone around the entire home.
It's amazing how well they do work. You just have to remember to clean it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, if you're looking for storage space in and around your home, there are some places that may hide storage simply because of the way a home is constructed. For example, in my house, I have a staircase, and underneath the staircase, I've got unused space. So I framed myself in a closet. And that's been really helpful for storage of our office supplies because my home office kind of backs up to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's really clever. But you also have to think about getting creative with alcoves or corners. I mean, everybody's got corners in the house. Alcoves, maybe not so much. But you can add a few simple storage solutions which can convert even the smallest landings, perhaps, into a sleek workstation. I mean, this is especially valuable if you can't spare a bedroom to create a home office. So you have to think creatively. Now, when it comes to your bathroom spaces, you've got to look up. That space 18 to 24 inches below the ceiling is perfect for a row of decorative wire shelving. I mean, this can give your family space to store a week's worth of bath towels. I always feel like best intentions. I start off with a beautifully organized bathroom closet with towels, and I think it lasts 3-4 days. Like, the kids are a disaster, and towels are just strewn everywhere. So if this can help you stay organized and keep things, like, attractively stored, I say go for it.
You know, speaking of a week's worth of bath towels, in my house, I built a rack because I couldn't find one that was wide enough. I wanted it to be along sort of one wall, not all the way, but I wanted it to be like the wall that aligns with the bathtub, essentially. So you have the tub, then you have like about another 5 feet of wall before you hit the door. Well, I wanted a 5 foot wide towel rack. So I made it, but I made it out of PVC, out of like 1 inch PVC pipe. And I glued it all together, and it looks just like a regular, say, brass or chrome-styled one, but it holds all of our towels. The only thing I did different was in the longest portion of the PVC, I put wood dowels in there to give it some strength. So it's inside the pipe. It's kind of like a reinforced. It was just kind of one of these projects where I had a bunch of PVC and I had this idea, so I just didn't need to buy a few more, like, elbows and stuff. So I did that, just sort of threw it together. I'm like, hey, this could work. And before I knew it, I had myself a DIY towel rack made out of PVC piping.
Tony in Missouri's on the line, and he's got a question about getting some extra power, maybe a generator, maybe an extension cord through a window. Let's find out what's going on.
We live way out in the country, and my wife and I have purchased a 2,000-watt peak generator, and, of course, you don't want to run that in the house. Mm-hmm. What I'm thinking about doing is running a male outside to female inside socket, if I can, through an outside wall so that we can then plug in a short extension cord and run, you know, small appliances, light bulbs, whatever, inside the house when we, if we have a power outage this winter, which we are somewhat prone to do out here.
All right, well, you're on the right track, but this is not a DIY kind of hack-it-together thing. There actually is a product called a transfer switch that's designed for exactly this purpose. They have transfer switches that are designed for big generators, like 20,000 watts. Then they have ones that are designed for very small generators, like 2,000 watts, and it kind of works just like you said. There's an outlet that is inside the house. It could have a series of even a, maybe three or four different circuits that could be on this, or it could just be, you know, an outlet that's there. And then there's a cord outside that would actually be plugged into the generator to bring that power in. You make a very good point by saying you can't run it inside the house. I want to expand upon that and say you can't even run it in the garage. I mean, anywhere aside from, you know, 10 feet or more away from your house, you should, really shouldn't be using a generator space like that, because it can, those carbon monoxide fumes can definitely get back into the building. So I think you're on the right track, but what you want to do is go out and pick up a transfer switch. You can find them online. It's designed for a portable generator, and everything that you've envisioned will be there for you. You won't have to build it yourself. And it'll be a lot safer, too.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tony. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. When we come back, we're going to jump into our questions that are posted online. We've got one from David, who's trying to do the right thing by staining his fence. Problem is, the neighbors don't appreciate the effort. Well, we're going to see how we can help them out when we return.
You live in a money pit.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready, or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in a Holiday Market shopping center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for re-election to the Redding City Council this November. I graduated from Stanford University and USC Law School. During my 4 years on the council, we have increased police staffing to the highest level in many years. The Nurpon open space has been cleaned up and a specialized team of law enforcement with mental health workers has been established. I want to continue this good work for the community. Please vote for me, Michael DeQuisto, this November.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2022.
I'm trying to imagine, what does pecan colored mean to you? Is it like a light brown?
I was going to say, kind of like
hard
duty
to say,
brown.
Right?
It's like, you know, it's like a yellowy brown that's more on the orangey brown. It's not, I don't love it.
Well, here's what I think. First of all, in answer to your question, David, it's not easy to remove that if it's at all possible. In fact, I don't think it is because, you know, stain on raw wood soaks in like a sponge. So you really can't get the stain out of it. Well, what you could do is you could restain it to match the exact color that the cedar fence is right now. In fact, you could take one of the boards off the fence, bring it into your local paint store. They have color matching tools there. They could actually color match a stain to that exact color that your wood is. Well, one thing to keep in mind is you want to color match against the raw cedar before you stain it. So find a part that's unstained or borrow a board from a neighbor. And you can go to a home center, you can go to a paint store, and they have equipment that can actually match that exactly. And then you could stain it one more time, and at that point, hopefully, the homeowners association will be happy with your choice, because otherwise, you have to pretty much take the boards off and replace them. And even if you do that with new cedar, it's going to look horrible, because it'll be like new boards against old boards. So I think that's a reasonable solution.
All right, next up we've got a post from Joe who says, my concrete driveway is about 27 years old and shows sign of wear and harsh winters. Besides filling cracks or resurfacing with recap, I'm wondering if laying rubber tiles is a good idea and will they hold up into Pennsylvania weather?
Well, I mean, pavers in generally, not tiles, but they have rubber pavers in that will hold up to Pennsylvania weather, and they have real pavers, concrete pavers. And frankly, I think the rubber pavers will probably be more expensive. So if you're looking for an alternative, I would suggest you use concrete pavers and not rubber pavers. And I don't even think you can find rubber tiles. They're not going to hold up, especially if you had to use any kind of like snow blower or something like that on that driveway. I think that's probably the best option. But, you know, you mentioned recap. It's a quickcrete product. If you put that down, that'll be the least expensive way to completely restore that surface, and you'll be good to go for the winter and many more to follow.
All right, Joe. Well, the time is now, because before you know it, there's going to be a lot of snow on that driveway.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com on a beautiful fall weekend. We hope that you're enjoying this very special time of year when it's not too cold and it's not too hot. You can work inside your house and outside your house. And as those projects come to mind, remember, you can always reach out to us for help at moneypit.com/ask. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely.
The
tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Subway safety strategy called Cops, Cameras, and Care to curb violence and other crimes in the city's subway system, as well as mental health help for those in need.
Through this multifaceted crime-fighting supportive project, this initiative, adding more cops, installing more cameras, and providing more care to make our subway safer. Let people know they're welcome here, they're safe here.
More at townhall.com.
If you're a business owner, you've been hit on all sides the last couple of years with supply chain issues, rising costs, short-handed staff, and more. Luckily, some things have gotten even easier, like talking to your customers. Now you can do all your most important daily tasks just by sending a text with Podium's easy messaging tools. Answer customer questions, set appointments, even accept payment all over text. If you're a customer, you know how great that sounds. And if you're a local business owner, you can see how much time that would save. No more phone tag, voicemail, or hold music. Sign up for Podium and let your customers text you. Get online reviews easier. Send deals and promotions to your best customers and even collect leads straight from your website. Who knew that growing your business could be as easy as sending a text? Join the more than 100,000 businesses who are growing with Podium. Get started for free at podium.com/Prager. That's podium.com/Prager. Podium. Let's grow.
France dedicates a memorial to all hero dogs.
It features a sculpture depicting a World War I soldier and his dog huddled together. The monument, located in northeast France that saw major battles during the war, the placement acknowledges the critical role dogs played in the U.S. and European armies of the time. The French Army's 132nd Canine Infantry Regiment trains dogs for military duty at that site. Regiment consists now of 650 humans and more than 500 dogs. Jason Walker reporting.
Six people, including the German businessman behind Gold's Gym, are feared dead after a small plane crashed into the Caribbean off the Costa Rican coast. All five passengers believed to be German citizens. Check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com. There's been a massive data breach in Wisconsin.
The health information of up to 3 million patients may have been exposed in a data breach at Wisconsin's largest healthcare system. Advocate Aurora Health says possibly at-risk information includes patients' medical providers, IP addresses, dates and locations of appointments, among other things. The company said no Social Security information or financial information was compromised. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
According to AAA this morning, the national average for gasoline, $3.80 a gallon. And while it's 6 cents lower than when the week began, still 12 cents higher than last month and 43 cents more than we paid this time last year. California still remains the highest state with a price average of $5.78 a gallon. Georgia pumps showing the lowest at $3.21. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Heaters are just plain dumb. They're designed to keep your water hot whether you need it or not.
And that can mean lots of wasted energy. But there's a quick fix that's easy and inexpensive.
Read how to install a water heater blanket when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit. Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the Angie app, and Kohler Power. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here in our favorite time of the year, in fall, looking to help you guys fix up your home. So if you've got a project, whether it's painting or plumbing or doing a kitchen or building a deck or working in your garage, adding some storage, maybe adding some floors, whatever's on your to-do list, we can help you get started on that with some tips and advice to help you get it done right the first time so you can get on to enjoying your space. Now, to help yourself, you got to reach out to us with those questions. Two ways to do that. You can go to moneypit.com/ask, click on the blue microphone button, and record your question, or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT and do the same. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about kitchen renos. Now, I know what you're thinking. They're really expensive, and they are super popular. But did you know that there are 5 updates, and we're talking about significant updates, that you can get done for under $1,000? We've got those just ahead.
And when your water heater goes, there's rarely time to consider all the options when it comes to replacement. So we're going to walk you through the pros and cons of 4 popular types so that at least you know what you're going to be looking for should this happen to you.
And are you hoping to avoid the flu in the coming months? We certainly are. So we're going to look at hands-free motion-activated faucets. They are a good tool for cutting down the spread of germs in public restrooms, but they're also a very healthy fit for your home, and they're easier than ever to install.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. Whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a renovation, consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, and fix-up.
Give us a call with those questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, we've got Denise on the line. What's going on? You've got woody woodpeckers pecking away at your house?
Sure do.
All right, so what kind of damage is this little guy causing?
Well, I don't live in that home. I'm in another state. My son's there, and he's hit like 2 or 3 sides of the house. So okay. My son has put little pieces of wood up there. It's a manufactured home, so don't ask me what the siding is. I don't know. I'm sure you do.
Mm-hmm.
But they just make new holes.
Right.
So he was thinking, we've investigated products, and the manufacturer actually says, no, it won't work. And so we've come down to some kind of a stone facing, and I don't know anything about that. You know, I don't know brand.
Well, first of all, if you're talking about replacing siding, then you're probably talking about a product like Hardy Plank, which is a great product, and it's basically a cementitious board that can look like wood, frankly. I've got it on my garage. It looks great. But, you know, you can't get birds like woodpeckers or bugs that can destroy it. But before we go there, let me give you some really simple things to try, which I've had very good success with over the years. So you want to dissuade this woodpecker or pack of woodpeckers from working on that side of your house. It's just a matter of habit. You know, the reason they peck the wood is because they're looking for worms, and they have no idea that there's no worms inside the wood that's being used inside your house. If you were to cut strips of black plastic, like let's say you had a hefty bag and you cut it into like 2-inch strips, and you were to tack some of the strips in that area, the fluttering of those strips will dissuade the woodpeckers from coming back. And you leave it up there for a couple of months and then take it down, the problem might go away. The other thing that works is shiny discs like tin pie plates. They're, when those sort of twist in the breeze, they also can dissuade woodpeckers. But I like the black plastic strips because they're not quite as obvious. And they're real easy to do. So if you were to go up there with that and tack them in place in that area, I think you may find that the woodpeckers are confused by that and might just go and you know, take on somebody else's house down the street, but at least they'll leave yours alone.
Mm-hmm. We have tried aluminum foil strips,
mm-hmm.
and that didn't work.
Yeah, I don't know about the strips. I've always used pie plates, pie tins. But
okay.
I would try the black plastic strips. I think you'll have success with that.
So can you, if it's not, what kind of siding can he put up to dissuade these little buggers?
Well, if you want a siding that they're not going to be able to get through, then I would suggest Hardy Plank, H-A-R-D-I-P-L-A-N-K.
Okay.
They have clapboard, they have shingles. It's really nice stuff. Take a look at the Hardy Plank website, and you'll be able to see lots of photos of homes that have been covered with it.
Does it come in sections like 4 feet wide, or?
It comes in different types of siding profiles. So the clapboard or the shingle, for example, they have many different types. But you can take a look at there, and maybe you'll find one that's close to what you have, and you can use it for a repair product too.
All right, we've got Gary in Michigan on the line who's dealing with some concrete issues. What's going on?
I have a concrete porch that was installed about 10 years ago, and the top is flaking pretty quickly, it seems like. And I just need to know what is the best solution to take care of this problem.
Yeah, Gary, you know, it's hard when the concrete starts to flake. Generally, it's because there's a crack, water gets underneath it, it freezes, it starts to kind of lift up and fall apart. If you try to just put regular concrete on top of it, nothing's going to stick. So you really need to look for a product that's made for repair, resurfacing, that's formulated to really stick to those areas. QuickGrit has a product called Recap, which does just that. Tom, does it come in color choices, or is it just one sort of grayish concrete tone?
No, it's one gray concrete tone, and you mix it up. And it's interesting because it kind of feels a little bit like an epoxy mix when you mix it.
Yeah, it's like rubbery almost.
Yeah, maybe rubbery. It definitely is some work to mix it. I use a paddle mixer when I did my basement floor with this stuff, and that really saved me a lot of time and a lot of muscle of basically stirring that stuff up. But you mix it, you pour it out. You can sort of trowel it out, or you can use a broom to push it around and use a broom to finish it. So you get sort of that out, because you're outside, you want to have something that's got a little grit in it. So you can use a broom finish that will help make sure you don't slip when it gets icy outside. But it's designed to stick, and it sticks like crazy to that old concrete surface, and it really gives you a whole new concrete look when you're done. So I think that is definitely the best way for you to proceed with this situation.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, is a new kitchen in your plans this year? What? Not unless you win the lottery? Well, it may not take that kind of windfall. We've got 5 updates for under a grand that can really spruce up that space when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
A well-insulated home can make a real difference in your heating and cooling bills, but also in your comfort level.
That's right. Even if the thermostat says that your house is warm, a cool draft or cold floors can make you feel uncomfortable.
Our friends at Owens Corning produce some of the most innovative and high-quality insulating products on the market. I'm especially impressed with their pink next-gen fiberglass insulation.
That's the product that you tricked me into thinking was cotton balls last year. I still cannot believe how soft and strong it was. I mean, it was amazing, and it wasn't itchy after working on it at all.
Right. Pink next-gen fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning is made with advanced fiber technology. It feels as soft as cotton, so it's not itchy or scratchy to handle, but it's also strong and much easier to install. It just slides right into the wall and expands to fit snugly in place.
You can find pink next-gen fiberglass insulation and other great Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or visit HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're here to get all your home projects done well, from repair to remodel and landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you book and pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, which covers your project up to the full purchase price. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the 3-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200. Plus, the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, E-D-E-N, PureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Here's something. Don't you just hate it when you're smack in the middle of a project and then you get stuck? Well, that's when you call us, because getting you unstuck, that's what we do. Just follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast, and we'll help you get out of all those sticky situations.
Yeah, we're like virtual WD-40. Doesn't matter what the question is, we're good for 1,001 answers.
Charlotte in Georgia needs some help making some glue go away. What happened?
Hey, I had a new linoleum laid, and the glue that they used to glue the floor down with,
yep,
a lot of it got on my floor. And
oh boy.
I've been using a knife to scrape it off, but I didn't really want to hurt my linoleum, and I was just wondering if there's any kind of product that I can use to get that glue up.
Wow, that's tricky, because I would be concerned. I mean, there are flooring adhesive removers specifically designed for that type of adhesive, but I would be concerned about its impact on the floor. So I would tell you to search for a flooring adhesive remover, and then I would tell you to use it very carefully and watch for any color changes in the flooring. Perhaps even if you have an extra scrap piece of that vinyl, that would be perfect. You can try it out on that, but we want to make sure that it doesn't damage the vinyl in any way, shape, or form.
That sounds good.
All right, Charlie, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, I love a family project. We've got John from Texas who's helping his daughter build a house. What's the project?
I'm building a little 16 by 36 two-bedroom small place.
Okay.
And I'm at the roof. And I've had different opinions from different people telling me what to do. I've got the rafters up, and I've been told, since I'm going with a metal roof, just lath it right now and put the metal down to the lathing and roof. But I built houses with my grandfather, and we always decked a house.
Right.
And my brother's telling me, oh, you got to deck it and then put your lathing on top of that and then your metal.
Yeah.
So I was listening to y'all over the weekend right before I was starting on this roof deal, and I thought I'd see what your thoughts on it were.
So when you say deck it, just for those that are not familiar, what basically you're referring to is to use like plywood sheathing on top of the rafters. Now, a couple of things to think about here. So first of all, if you do put sheathing on the roof, it's going to be structurally stronger than if you just put lath, which is sort of like a 1x3 strip that goes all the way down. Now, in the old days, that is how we used to build roofs. I mean, my house itself, built in the 1800s, it had lath on it, and then it had cedar shingles nailed right to that. So there's nothing really wrong with doing it that way. I do think that the plywood approach is going to be a little stronger. And also, I think it will also be quieter, because remember, when it does rain, it's really loud on the other side of that metal roof. So I think you'll find that it'll be quieter if you were to put a roof sheathing in between it. And then also you could insulate up under it by insulating the back of the roof sheathing. So for all those reasons, I think that I probably would use solid decking on that project.
That was my thought, for the strength mainly that I knew would be there. That's tying everything together.
Absolutely. You know, the only other suggestion I have would be for you to check with the manufacturer of the metal roofing and see what their installation recommendations are. But generally speaking, I think that's the right approach, to go ahead and put a roof deck on that on those rafters and go from there.
All right.
John, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you so much.
Well, kitchens are one of the most popular home improvement projects for fall, especially with everyone trying to get one done before the holidays. Now, while a major kitchen renovation is wonderful, it can be expensive and surely very time-consuming.
Yep, but you don't have to spend a bundle to give your kitchen a whole new look. So there are five updates you can do for under a grand that can do just that. First, let's talk about countertops. Sure, if you go with granite or quartz, you're going to pay as much as you would for a used car, but there are budget-friendly materials like laminate and tile that can give you a fresh look. And if you wanted to use granite, if you love that granite look, I just did a countertop with a product called Lux Rock. It's a granite coating, which is a heck of a lot less expensive and delivered an amazingly lifelike granite-finished look to my project.
All right, next up, let's talk about those kitchen cabinets. Now, maybe you want to keep the kitchen cabinets you have because cabinet replacement is expensive. But if your cabinets are in good shape but you're not thrilled with their finish, you've got many options to change their appearance. Now, first you can strip off the old finish and stain them any way you like, or just paint them and then replace that hardware. Now, small changes like new door handles and drawer pulls can make a huge difference in the overall look of your kitchen as well.
That's right. Now let's talk appliances. You know, the dated look of kitchens is often traced to those old appliances, but just like cars, appliances are always going to reflect the style of the day, so changing or repainting them can make a kitchen look a lot younger, especially if you repaint the walls to match the new colors. Now, if you're going to get new appliances, remember, always go for an Energy Star rated appliance. This designation is going to mean that the appliance exceeds the Department of Energy guidelines for efficiency by at least 10%, and that's going to save you a bunch.
Now, let's not forget about lighting, which is just as important in your kitchen as in any other room of the house. Again, there's lots of options. You can add pendant lighting, which is super popular, or take advantage of the many smart home lighting systems by adding dimmers or bulbs that run on apps and keep you on a schedule. Lots of great ways to add lighting to that space.
Yeah, and last but not least, replace the kitchen floors. You know, new flooring alone can really change the look of a kitchen, and it can be installed with very little impact on family life.
Yeah, and it's also very durable against wear, scratches, and stains, and the designs look really authentic. Now, there's dozens of tough, durable, and completely waterproof floors that are now available for DIY installation. In fact, Tom, you just picked up some flooring this week for a kitchen renovation. Which one did you end up going with?
Yep, so I went with LL Flooring's Duravana. That's their hybrid stone flooring product. It's 100% waterproof, super tough stuff. I use Spire Oak, which is kind of like a driftwoody look oak, because I have white kitchen cabinets and a black granite countertop, and I figured it would pull it all together, and I'm looking forward to putting it in. I've actually installed this product before. It goes together really quickly, so I'm pretty psyched about it.
All right, well, that sounds great. I hope it looks beautiful. Now I've got Michelle on the line. What can we do for you today?
I have this huge flower bed right by my house, and it's about as big as a one-car garage. Anyway, I know that it's to be sloped away from the house, but I was wondering, if I have a raised flower bed, how far that raised flower bed should be from the house?
That's a great question. Sometimes people put it right against the house, Michelle, and then it's great for the flowers, but it also holds all this water against your foundation, and it can cause flooding in lower levels, or crawl spaces and basements, or it can even damage your foundation. So the flower bed is fine, but you need to make sure, you essentially need to build it on a hill, in the sense that what you want to do is establish the grade that slopes away from the house first, and then once that grade is established, then you could plant flowers or shrubs or, you know, whatever else you want to do. What you don't want to do is kind of have like an edging around the outside of the bed, so that a lot of times you see that people will use like railroad ties or like scalloped bricks or block or something like that, and think of it as a trough that they build around their house, and that's what happens. It holds water. So just don't impede drainage, good flow of water away from the exterior wall, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Michelle. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Jack from Michigan's on the line with some gurgling sounds coming from the toilet and the sink. What is going on?
We have a sub pump downstairs in the basement. And when we run the washing machine or when the water softener regenerates and runs the sub pump, I have a gurgling noise that comes up and comes up through the kitchen sink and then usually the bathroom, the upstairs bathroom toilet.
I bet you want to know what's causing that.
I would love to.
It's a lack of venting, a lack of proper venting. So when the washer is discharging or the sump pump is discharging and all of that water is draining out of those pipes, it's basically causing a pressure that wants to pull the rest of the water out of the trap, which is that there's a trap in the toilet, there's a trap in the kitchen sink. And as it does that, that's when you get that kind of gulp, gulp, gulp sound because it's just gasping for air as that happens. Now, if you drive down the average neighborhood and you see pipes that come up through the roof, plumbing pipes, those are vent pipes. And they let air into the plumbing system. Okay, so you have one of those, but for some reason it's not hooked up correctly because you're not getting enough air into the bathroom or the kitchen. Now, let's leaving the bathroom aside from now. In terms of the kitchen, there is an under cabinet vent that you could put in that would supplement the house venting that will only let air in and not let sewage gas out. So there's one possible repair there. For the bathroom, you really need to figure out why it's not venting properly. It could be that vent is obstructed. And that has happened. And, it could be something as simple as a nest that got in there. But for some reason, those vents are obstructed or they're not hooked up right. And that's why you're getting that plumbing system gasping for air.
So would I have to have maybe a plumber come over and drop maybe a camera down the vent tube?
Yeah, just a really bright flashlight, like a mag light or a stream light, and you could look right down there, and sometimes you can see the obstruction, but you got to kind of track it down and figure out what's going on.
I also have an issue that when we flush the toilet, it doesn't seem, the back of the tank, the bowl fills up with water, but there doesn't seem to be a good water level in the toilet itself. Is that all part of the problem?
Potentially, yes. Potentially, it could be causing an issue as well.
Okay, so that could be related to the vent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, it's definitely a venting issue. You just got to get to the bottom of it, Jack.
Just got to determine where the problem is and get
get some more air in there. Yep.
And one vent, one outside vent is usually enough if it's operating properly?
Yeah, one main vent is typically what you would have. I mean, how many bathrooms do you have in this house?
Just the one.
Yeah, well, that's all you're going to have is one vent,
Okay. Well, I think that narrows it down then.
All right. Well, good luck, Jack. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, guys, do you have an old or even leaking water heater and you're not sure what the best water heater might be for your home next? Well, we're going to take a look at four popular options when the Money Pit returns. 888-MONEY-PIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi,
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, I was working in the kitchen we were talking about earlier this week, and I was installing, well, I had already installed the microwave, and I was plugging it in because I put the cabinet doors back on, and I couldn't get the plug to go in the outlet, and I was confused for a minute. Then I saw that it was basically labeled TP on the outside, which means tamper-proof. I was like, oh, okay, these are the new tamper-proof outlets. So if you ever run into those, the way you basically have to plug things in is it has to be 100% sort of square and even with the outlet itself. So if you try to plug it in at a slight angle, it locks it closed. So it's a really good way to protect outlets against kids that stick things in them. And once you sort of hold the plug square straight on, it goes in and it kind of clicks in place. So I was pretty impressed by that. I hadn't asked the electrician to do that, but apparently it's a code. So when he put the new outlet in, it was already tamper-proof, and I learned something new.
That's awesome. Lauren, Connecticut's on the line and needs some help with a project. What are you working on?
I was listening to your program on Saturday, okay, and you were referring to galvanized nails rusting with siding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have a similar problem. If I polyurethane the nail and paint over it, would that work or would it chip?
It will still rust through if you don't have the right kinds of nails. See, if you're talking about cedar siding, what you should have used or the carpenter should have used was a stainless steel nail. Those nails obviously won't rust. If they're standard galvanized nails, you do tend to get sort of a bleed through it. Now, if you refinish the siding and you stain it or paint it, then you prime it first, by the way, then you probably will do a pretty good job of stopping most of that from coming through. But if the problem generally happens when you want to stain it because you want to enjoy the grain of the wood, then it's really hard to cover it up.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Unless, of course, you go with rust-colored stain, right, Leslie?
You could do that.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
You can't beat them, join them.
Exactly.
Good luck, Laura. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, water heating is the second largest expense in the average home, costing upwards of $600 per year. So if you're ready for a new unit, you're going to want to choose a water heater that fits your family's needs, but also one that is as energy efficient as possible to save you some money in the long run.
Now, four of the most popular options are storage water heaters, tankless water heaters, solar water heating systems, and heat pump water heaters. Now, they all last from 10 to 20 years, but they each have pros and cons. So let's start by talking about a storage water heater. This costs less to buy and is the most commonly used type. It gives you simultaneous multiple uses of hot water by holding a reservoir of hot water that's released when you turn on the faucet, and then the tank refills with cold water, so the cycle repeats again. Now, the downside is that some energy can be wasted through the hot water on standby, because even when it's not being used, it still has to heat the water.
All right, now, tankless units are more expensive to buy, but they've got lower operating costs, and they're a lot more efficient than storage water heaters. Now, you're going to save an average of about $100 per year. They provide hot water only as you need it, which is going to reduce heat loss, but the output is limited to a few gallons per minute. So if your household does use a lot of hot water, you might need multiple units. Now, if you're thinking of going solar, there's a higher initial cost for the installation, but a solar system is 50% more efficient than gas or electric water heaters because the sunshine is free and, of course, it's renewable. Now, they can actually be used in any climate, but you might need a backup system to get you through those cloudy weather times and, you know, when you really need to use a lot more water. So definitely there's a backup system involved with a solar option.
And finally, there are heat pump water heaters. Now, these are more efficient than conventional heaters. They'll save you up about $300 annually on electric bills, but they can be only used where it's between 40 to 90 degrees all year long, and you need at least 1,000 cubic feet of open air space around the unit. They can also increase the load on your heating and cooling appliances. But whatever type of water heater you get, the key to making sure it works well, works efficiently, and lasts as long as possible is maintenance. So make sure you get the maintenance done early and often. Always follow the manufacturer's guidelines on that. And this way, you will keep yourself in hot water for as long as possible.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Call in your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 to 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, you wash your hands to get rid of germs, but you might be picking up even more of them when you touch the handle to turn off the water. We're going to have some tips to undo all of that dirty irony with some hygienic home solutions worth considering, especially as we are swinging into flu season. So stick around.
Live in a body pit.
Would you like to win a whole workshop full of tools? You can! Just visit moneypit.com/sweepstakes and enter the Money Pit's Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes presented by Arrow. One grand prize winner will receive $750 worth of Arrow tools. Five runner-ups will receive Arrow prize packs worth $100 each. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, where you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the 3-pack. So you'll get all 3 units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. Eden Pure, innovative products for better living. Hey guys, did you know that cooking is the leading cause of home fires? In fact, according to the National Fire Prevention Association, ranges and cooktops were involved in over 60% of kitchen fires. Well, while we can't improve your cooking, we do have tips to help you stay safe in the kitchen and beyond in today's fire prevention tip presented by First Alert.
Now, if a cooking or other fire were to occur, having a fire extinguisher within reach is the best way to help stop fires before they spread. That's why it's important to place fire extinguishers in common areas of the home like the kitchen and garage. But besides making sure the extinguisher is accessible, it's also important to know how to use it, which can be a challenge since nationwide 50% of fire extinguisher owners have never operated one, and 70% say they would not be very comfortable operating one if they had to.
Well, it's actually pretty easy to use a fire extinguisher if you had to, and there's also an easy-to-remember acronym that can help. It's PASS, P-A-S-S, pull the pin, then aim low, point the extinguisher at the base of the fire. Then squeeze the lever slowly and evenly and sweep the nozzle from side to side. So just remember PASS.
And that's today's fire prevention tip presented by First Alert. For the ultimate in home safety, select combination models such as the First Alert 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarm, and be sure to pick up a First Alert Home One fire extinguisher for your kitchen and your garage as well.
Learn more at firstalert.com.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, post your question at MoneyPit.com/ask. That's MoneyPit.com/ask.
And the Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
All right, now we're going to Illinois where Eric's got a roofing question. Tell us about it.
I have a roofing question about soffit vents. I recently just bought a house built in 1991 that has a new roof with a ridge vent, and there are only 30-ish soffit vents spaced about 6 feet apart throughout the entire surround. I'm wondering if I need to install more.
So, Eric, you mentioned that your soffit vents are about 6 feet apart. That's actually pretty typical in an older house. A good option here is to remove those soffits that you have, where in this case you have individual soffits that have vents cut into them. I would take the bottom of that soffit apart, it's usually plywood, and I would replace that whole soffit area with ventilated soffit material. It comes in different lengths. You basically cut it to fit. It snaps together. It's held in place with usually a piece of aluminum trim on the outside and a J-channel on the inside. And this way, the entire soffit itself becomes the vent, because it's really important to vent an attic this way, because this way, when air blows against the side of the building, it goes in the soffit, it runs up under the roof sheathing, and escapes at the ridge. And when air hits the ridge vent at the top, it sort of depressurizes that space and sort of helps this whole process along, so that when you're done, you basically have ventilation that's happening 24/7, 365, keeping that attic nice and dry in the winter, where when humidity can form up there and condense in the insulation, make it ineffective, and keeps it cooler in the summer, because it's always moving that hot air out of the attic space and replacing it with the cooler, fresher outdoor air.
Judy in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. What are you working on?
Hi. I was asking about mildew and mold on brick. How do I get it off the easiest way I mean, it's outside. How do I get it off the easiest way without damaging the mortar?
So there's a variety of products out there that can do that. And these cleaners essentially saturate the mold or the moss or the mildew, and then they break down the fibers, and then rain essentially washes it away. They're slow working. It's not like you're going to, you know, do it once and it'll be done, but it will get clean. So there's products like Spray and Forget or Wet and Forget. There's Concrobium. There's Zinsser has one. And, you know, all of those products are basically a mildicide that are designed to kill that material. I used them on a roof of a shed last year that was literally totally covered with moss. And I just happened to notice this past weekend, because we were out doing some work in the yard, that I could see all the shingles again as if it never existed. So it just basically melted it all away. So that's the way to do that. You can pressure wash some of that off, but if you do it, you just have to use a general pressure washer so that you don't destroy the surfaces underneath. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, hands-free faucets, they've been around in commercial use for decades, but are they practical for use in your home?
Well, for one, you don't need to worry about your hands being dirty or soapy or full, and they're great for keeping the germ count down, you know, less hands touching less surfaces. And that's something that can come in really handy with a full household of kids and pets and sometimes elderly relatives visiting, I mean, especially this time of year.
Now, there are a lot of other advantages to using a hands-free faucet, one of which is you save a lot of water because you're not running water while you're sort of soaping up your hands. You're not running water while you're brushing your teeth. It automatically comes on and comes off. And it's also great for people that have limited hand mobility.
Yeah, no, some other advantages are that it's really great if you are the chef of the household. I mean, you're not going to be reaching for that faucet when you've just touched some raw chicken, so you don't have to worry about that food contamination to those surfaces. And it's also great for kids who just can't reach. I mean, they'd just be able to hold out their hand or wave in front of the faucet to get that water to come on. So it really is super helpful.
Now, they're installed just like a regular faucet with one additional element. They have a battery pack in them, and the battery pack basically is powering that sort of sensor, which doesn't use very much power at all. So we're talking about a battery pack that could last a year or more before you have to change it. And by the way, if the battery pack goes off, you could still use it in a lot of cases manually, because a lot of these hands-free faucets also have a dual valve, so you can basically operate it the way a standard faucet would, or you could operate it in the hands-free mode. So lots of options, definitely worth looking for, especially now as we go into the cold and flu season. You can't be too careful trying to keep those germs from spreading.
Lorna in Rhode Island is dealing with some flies at home. Tell us what's going on.
Fruit flies. They seem to be invading the kitchen, and I'm thinking they're heading for the garbage disposal area, but I'm not really sure.
I mean, are they coming up out of the garbage disposal?
No, they don't seem to be.
I mean, generally, if you think they're coming to the sink or from the sink, sometimes people will actually put some tape over that drain and just seal that off to see if they are coming from there. This way, if they're getting stuck on the underside, you know they're coming up from the drain, and then that would be a different approach.
Yeah, you can do that during the day. Say when you go out for the day, just cover the drain temporarily with the tape and keep an eye on it. And
great
the other
idea.
Things you could do is you could, if that's the case, then you could put some bleach down that drain, or maybe some OxyClean or something like that, and then cover the top of it. That tends to really sort of gas any that are sort of laying in there.
Oh, okay. So straight bleach or mixed with water or?
No, you could just put some straight bleach down there, or you could use OxyClean, the powdered bleach.
All right. Yeah. Great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Let's welcome Mark, who's looking for some water heater options. What are you looking at?
I'm trying to look at how I can add a solar boiler to our current water heater system and not have it look too gaudy. So I'm just kind of reaching out to you guys to see what you think. There's some kits or things out there that are attractive and you're affordable.
Well, solar boilers, they're really called solar water heaters or solar domestic hot water systems. They definitely can be a cost-effective way for you to get hot water to your home. They can be used pretty much in any climate. And the fuel that they use is, of course, free. Sunshine, right? There's a great resource about solar water heaters on the energy.gov website, the Energy Saver specifically website. So that's energy.gov/energysavers. But basically the way they work is the heating systems include storage tanks and solar collectors. And there are really two types. One's active, one's passive. The difference being the active one has recirculating. And they're kind of just a standalone system. They mount up on the roof. The tank keeps that water warm when it's not being used. I think in some climates, if you have a really, really rough climate, very cold climate, it might not be a great choice. But I know that a lot of the Boy Scout camps that I've been to over the years use these, and they can keep them all well supplied with hot water. So I think it's a good choice.
This is the Money Pit. Hey guys, you want to focus on maybe one simple repair that can help you breathe easier all winter long? Well, we're going to share that tip and more when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
The Society of Animal Artists' 62nd Annual Art and the Animal Exhibition is now at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring art in various media from artists around the world. Art and the Animal at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum, now through January 29th. This highly interactive museum exhibition explores the science of the human body, great for all ages. Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. We hope you're enjoying the weekend in your part of the country. If you've got questions on projects you'd like to get done, go to moneypit.com/ask and record your question by clicking on the blue microphone button.
Well, Tracy says, I have an old house with old walls and old, ugly wallpaper. Can I take the wallpaper off the plaster walls, or should I just sheetrock over everything?
Well, that's a good question. I think, Leslie, it probably depends on the condition of the plaster walls. If they're in good condition, in other words, they're not excessively cracked and sort of falling apart, then you probably could steam that wallpaper off of the plaster walls, prime them with a good quality primer, and then paint them again.
But if the plaster wall is in bad shape, then I think the best option is to go on top of it with another layer of drywall. I've done this project both ways in homes that I've owned. I've torn off the plaster walls, which is a big, big job and a very dirty, dusty job. And I've also decided that the next time I did a room, I left the plaster in place and put drywall on top of it. And I was a much happier camper doing it that way. So I think that's a really good option for you. But it really depends on the condition of the plaster. You may or may not be able to get that wallpaper off. You're just going to have to try it and see how it goes.
No, all right. I mean, it could definitely turn into a project that's a bigger project than you thought. I mean, it's always that way when you're dealing with old walls and wallpaper. But either way, you're going to end up with a beautiful surface. It just depends on what that journey is to get you there. And I hope it's not tremendously difficult, but, you know, maybe end up with some new drywall, or heck, even better, maybe end up with some more beautiful wallpaper.
No!
Yes! Wallpaper's the best!
Otherwise, we have to have this conversation with somebody, 10 years from now. Well, now that we are sealing up the doors and windows and spending more time inside of our homes, taking a few steps to make sure the air you're breathing is kept clean, well, that's super important. Leslie's got some tips on how to choose the best air filters to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, if you'd like to focus on one simple repair that's going to help you breathe easier all winter long, you might want to think about replacing the filter in your HVAC system. Now, it's located near the furnace or in a wall or ceiling return duct, and replacing it only takes a few minutes. Now, when it comes to what you should replace it with, there are a few choices, and some do a better job than the others of helping keep that air pretty clean. Now, there's basic ones. I'm talking about those cheap blue spun fiber filters. If you can see through it, though, guys, forget about it. Now, a good option is a pleated filter. Those are better than the others. The deeper the filter, the more surface area you're going to get and a better job of filtering the air. If you want an even better option, we're talking about electrostatic pleated filters. Those are going to do an even better job. But the best option for filters out there are electronic systems that are permanently installed, and they do the best job of cleaning the air, providing that you keep them clean. So you do have to do your part here, but this is really excellent for anybody who's got asthma or allergies. All of these filters, whether you're getting the worst one or the absolute best one, I mean, they really are doing a small part or a huge part of filtering the air at home. So think about how much you need to filter out. They really are an important part of your heating and cooling systems, and they protect you and your equipment. So choose and make sure that you go ahead and replace them as often as you need to, or clean them as needed, because that's what really keeps things working. So definitely not a major project to undertake, but a super important one.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, when summer turns to fall, you may feel like your green thumb needs to take a rest, but you don't have to stop gardening. You just have to bring that green inside with container gardening. We'll tell you how to get started on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum, now through January 29th. This highly interactive museum exhibition explores the science of the human body, great for all ages. Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
The Society of Animal Artists' 62nd Annual Art and the Animal Exhibition is now at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring art in various media from artists around the world. Art and the Animal at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.